This is the West Kent Radio news feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. For over 300 years, Freemasonry has been shrouded in mystery. With meetings and ceremonies taking place behind closed doors, the reputation for secrecy has fueled conspiracy theories. In recent years, the Freemasons have looked to dispel many of the myths surrounding the members' organisation. One of those embracing the spirit of openness and transparency is Mark Estor, Provincial Grand Master of West Kent, who opened the doors to the Provincial Grand Lodge of West Kent for an insight into Freemasonry.
Well, Freemasonry is many things to many people. It's one of the oldest non-religious and non-political fraternal and charitable organisations, and one of the benefits is open to everyone, regardless of their background. We are open, we're transparent. Every province, every lodge tends to have websites. We're very proud of our membership. We publish booklets, which we hand out to prospective members. And realistically, anything that one wants to know is there. You just have to ask.
With over 6 million members around the world, 200,000 of those in England and Wales, Freemasonry has attracted people from kings to astronauts, from George Washington to Winston Churchill, Mozart to Oscar Wilde, Peter Sellers to Harpo Marx.
We've got members of all ages, races, religions, cultures and backgrounds. And we meet in lodges throughout the country where we've got ceremonial traditions, where we encourage us to be more tolerant and respectful and to fulfil our civic and charitable responsibilities. And we also make time to have a lot of fun, and eat and drink and meet together and form lifelong friendships.
While the majority of Freemasons are undoubtedly male, there are female lodges. They share the same organisational structures and values as their male counterparts. Mark Estor was keen to point out that members of all ages, all backgrounds and all religious beliefs are welcome.
It's completely open to anyone over the age of 18. You just need to ask to join. You need to obviously identify someone who's a member and talk to them. And if people don't know a member, then just come directly to us and express an interest in finding out more.
While Freemasonry has no political or religious affiliation, there are some criteria for joining. You must be at least 18 years old, have completed your secondary education, be of good character, and hold a belief in a supreme being.
One of the criteria for membership is someone believes in something, has an upper belief in a faith. We call it a supreme being, but it can be of any denomination. And the reason for that is that during the stages that you go through, you're encouraged to make affirmations to maintain a certain standard of behaviour. And what better way to affirm those obligations to whomsoever you have a belief in?
Individuals are encouraged to give their time and or money at a local, national and global level.
Members are encouraged to do unto others and to look after the community in which they reside, and particularly in times of hardship such as the lockdown and the pandemic, we did an amazing amount of work through our emergency fund amounting to hundreds of thousands of pounds to provide PPE, help hospices, food banks, etc. And we donate millions of pounds to external situations. Most recently, the issue in Ukraine, where £1 million was donated very quickly to help those that had been displaced from their families, and also most recently Turkey and Syria with that terrible earthquake.
Despite their prolific charitable works, the Freemasons' ceremonies, regalia, ranks and titles have given rise to suspicion from conspiracy theorists. But according to Mark Estor, there is nothing sinister in the symbolism.
Everything in life is symbolic, and everything in Freemasonry is symbolic. But then again, every institution, every faith normally has symbolic items by which to be recognised.
A more open and transparent organisation may be the future of the Freemasons, but will need to be balanced with the element of secrecy and tradition that is part of the appeal for many. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.